called the issue is net neutrality, meaning that all customers get equal treatment. But a court has kind of made a change there. Let's talk about it with Tom Leeson, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv in Seattle. Hi, Tom. Welcome back to the program. Hello, Tom.
Thanks for having me, Sherman.
Yeah, all right. So it's called net neutrality, but evidently the court has kind of struck this down. Give us an explanation.
Well, the good news here is if you support net neutrality is that the court struck it down on a technicality. They acknowledge the fact that the FCC actually has a reason and a purpose to be allowed to regulate certain aspects of the Internet, but the legal basis by which they justified their standing in the issue of net neutrality was flawed. So the court said, go back and try again. It didn't say, no, net neutrality is a lost cause here and the FCC has no standing. So we're going to hear more about this as we go forward.
What's at stake here? What tell us exactly what net neutrality means and what is at stake?
Well, some people call it the most important free speech issue of our time. Senator Al Franken made that comment as quoted in CNET, and I have to agree with that. And really, you talked about the analogy of a truck on the highway or using your iPass there on the highways and byways around Chicago. What it really says is net neutrality is the idea that the Internet is a platform or a pellet upon which anybody can paint any way they want with the equal access, equal speed, and we can innovate and do what we want on the web. If you get away from net neutrality, that starts to say, hey, wait a minute, somebody owns the Internet. Somebody owns the wires that come into your home. Somebody owns the wires that go between Cleveland and Connecticut. And because of that, we're going to charge for that based on whether or not you're a friend of ours. So if NBC Universal, who owns Comcast, says, you know, the properties on the web that ABC and CBS own, they're not going to stream quite as quickly. Bandwidth, we're going to throttle that a little bit. It's not going to be quite as good of a user experience as our products will, since we own the wire. So that's the big debate. Who gets to have unfettered access to the Internet, or conversely, who owns it, can tell some people to go fast and tell some people to go slow, restrict lanes, and control the backbone.
And the end users end up paying more or less?
Well, there you go. Chances are, without neutrality, a lot of people think that the end user is going to pay more. Think about the battles between the cable operators and the content producers like CBS and Time Warner. What if Comcast gets in a battle with Amazon or with Google or with Facebook or with any other website about how much they should be paying to get the good service, to get into the Easy Pass or into the iPass lane? That's where you start to get fees going up, innovation going down, and the consumer paying more.